The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwakin. In the headlines, President John Mahama directs Get Fund to consider University of Energy and Natural Resources in Bruno Ahafo in his budget. NPP launches manifesto and national campaign today. Exhibition of provisional voters register begins from 1st to 10th of next month. Ghana Health Services start new cerebrospinal meningitis vaccination for people aged 1 to 29 and 9 persons executed in the Gambia after President Yahya Jammeh vows to kill all inmates on death row by next month. But first, a summary by Akusi Ayamua.
President Mahama has directed the Get Fund to include the University of Energy and Natural Resources in its budget, addressing a debt of chiefs and people at the Jubilee Park in Bruno Ahafo to thank them for their support during the funeral of Professor Atta Mills. The president said this will improve the university's facilities and make it learner-friendly. The NPP will launch its manifesto and national campaign today. The first national vice chairman of the party, Fred Owari, told Radio Ghana that the manifesto, christened People Matter, You Matter, is in line with the party's philosophy of property-owning democracy. The exhibition of the provisional voters register will begin simultaneously from the 1st to the 10th of next month. The Electoral Commission says it will not be held in phases, and eligible voters are expected to visit the centres where one registered during the biometric voters exercise to ensure that all biodata is captured accurately before the final register is compiled. People aged between 1 and 29 are to benefit from a new cerebrospinal meningitis vaccine. The Deputy Director of Public Health, Dr. Kofi Issa, told the media and stakeholders in the health sector in Wa that the exercise is aimed at reducing meningitis-related maternal and infant mortality. And 9 death row prisoners, including one woman, have been executed in the Gambia. According to Amnesty International, more persons are under threat of imminent execution. The President, Yahya Jammeh, has vowed to kill all 47 death row inmates by next month.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
President John Dramani Mahama has directed the director of the Get Fund to include the University of Energy and Natural Resources in his budget. This is to improve facilities and make it learner-friendly. Aside from this, all ongoing works on roads in the Sinyan Township are to be worked on in earnest. The president gave the directive and he addressed the debar of chiefs and people at the Jubilee Park to thank them for their support during the funeral of late President Mills. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
As in-laws of President John Mahama, because his wife, the First Lady Lordina, hails from the Bruno Ahafo region, the welcome party was extraordinary. The Sinyani airport was besieged by a large uncontrollable crowd awaiting the arrival of President Mahama and his entourage. As he stepped out of the presidential jet with his wife, the noise turned into what could be described as deafening. A well-turned-out quarter guard of the Ghana Armed Forces was mounted in his honor. The president's first stop was at the Sinyani Central Market, where he walked through and exchanged pleasantries. Addressing them later, he promised to take steps to rehabilitate the market and turn it into a modern one. At the Jubilee Park, President Mahama expressed the government's heartfelt thanks to the people of the region for their support, particularly the warm welcome. He said he's grateful to God for having given him the opportunity to work with late President Mills, whose attributes are par excellence. He said what is left is to continue with the vision. The president also announced some road projects which will commence before the end of the year.
The president also announced some road projects which will commence before the end of the year. na afoforo so wo a ye be sha se enti atebubu kunfia afetero ye be sha se ehi Gambia number 2 airport remaso point ye be sha se na tele amikae no ofuman ti obodom road ye be sha se akumata dominance upon sen road ye be sha se ena Jema Yifri Asutre Road ye be sha se na bridge bi so ka ho ye o da bi so aba tano bridge upon Yire bridge Dai bridge Minsa Yire bridge ena time bridges bridges there for ni bi so time.
President Mahama's next thank you tour is to the Upper West Region.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aiti, has urged Ghanaians to respect and tolerate each other's ethnicity to ensure peace, unity, and national development. Professor Aiti said there is a need to formalize ways to achieve greater bonding among ethnic groups through decentralization and constitutional reforms to protect all ethnic groups for national cohesion. He said this at the inaugural Rector's lecture for the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration Gempa in Accra. It was on the topic Ethnic Diversity and Economic Development in Africa. We bring you a news desk report.
Professor Aiti said many issues remained open for discussion in understanding the relationship between diversity and economic development, which include the importance of colonial heritage, relative abundance of land, natural resource endowment, and the relevance of democracy. He said ethnicity might be the main driving force for political structures and progression in some African contexts, while other social categories play a role in these processions. Professor Aiti said there is a need to bond ethnic communities by building national identity, rebuilding post-conflict society and developing marginalized communities and geographical areas. He said education and improved literacy would increase developmental indicators, including social support for democracy. Director of GEMPA, Professor Franklin Echampon Main, said the lecture was important because it encouraged people to accept each other's ethnicity. He said GEMPA will make the rector's lecture an annual affair.
A news desk report. The Electoral Commission has reminded all eligible voters that all centers will be open simultaneously from the 1st to the 10th of next month for the exhibition of the Provisional Voters Register. The Commission says the exercise will not be held in phases and voters are expected to visit the centers where one registered during the biometric voters exercise to ensure that all biodata is captured accurately before the final register is compiled. The District Electoral Officer of the Ayawaso Submetro in Accra, Abdul Rashid Nantugma, drew attention to this as a training session for young women in leadership. The session was on the drafting of affirmative action policy and the electoral system in Ghana. Rebecca Epe reports.
As the electoral process gears up for the December elections, various community service organizations are playing their role to encourage more citizen involvement to the success of the elections. Abanti for Development teamed up with ActionAid, devising a strategy to get more young women into decision-making spaces. Elenza is the program manager for Abanti for Development.
Not only as women commissioners within the SRC, but also other elected positions within the student union. So this platform is affording the young women the opportunity to know the Ghana electoral system, the institutions, the processes, so that they can also get in tools and then put themselves up subsequently for elections.
What is expected of the electorate when the biometric provisional register opens for exhibition from the 1st to the 10th of next month? The Ayawaso Submetro District Electoral Officer Abdul Rashid Nantoma explains.
So they are going to where they did the biometric registration exercise. All the centers will be open this time around, the exhibition of the register. So we're not doing it on phase basis as was done in the registration exercise. No. What is expected of you is to go to the center with your voter ID card. Then you cross-check your details in the register. If there are challenges with your records in the register, such as spelling mistakes and then maybe a problem with your age or the gender, then you can take correction. If you registered and you go there, your name is not in the register, you can ask for inclusion. If you also realize that there are some names in the register that should not be there, maybe names of minors or names of the deceased, people who are dead now, or people who think they are impersonate or they have registered more than once, you can ask for their names to be removed from the register by filling the objection form. More importantly, people will know the polling station, places that they'll be going to vote during the elections. And on the day of the election, you just get up from your house and walk straight to the polling station, come elections.
Mr. Nansoma, how important is this particular exercise, that is the exhibition, to the electoral process?
It's very, very critical. It's a very crucial point where we compile the register. Remember, the register is not even certified yet. The commission wants to ensure that the data we capture during the registration exercise are accurate. Ghanaians should come out in their numbers, especially those registered voters, to ensure that their particulars are correct. And if we are able to clean it now, then come elections, we shall not have any problems. We will not even get to a situation where the minor will come to the polling station to vote. So let's clean the register now and ensure that we have a very credible register for November 7, 2012.
You heard a district electoral officer of Ayawaso Submetro in Accra, and in a report by Rebecca Epe. And now moving on, the NPP will launch its manifesto today. The party will also launch its national campaign later in the afternoon. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the first national vice chairman of the party, Fred Owari, explained that the manifesto has been christened People Matter, You Matter. He said this is in line with the party's philosophy of property-owning democracy.
Party will be having its annual delegates conference. This is a conference required by our constitution to make sure that all the officers of the party at the constituency levels, in all the 230 constituencies, do assemble to take stock of what's going on in the party. Hopefully by 1 o'clock, the meeting should have come to an end, and by 3 o'clock, we hope to reassemble at Jamestown and Tabuna. And at that place, we would formally declare the national campaign for 2012. We would also introduce all the parliamentary candidates for various constituencies where we have already done primaries.
Could you tell us the main issues captured in the manifesto and what makes this one unique from previous ones?
I think if you listen to the IEA encounter, you already issued some policy statements which are enshrined in the manifesto. Re-education, redefining the education, basic education, to include the SHS. In terms of our Greek, we will be replicating the model which was used under the Millennium Challenge account, and make sure that we do this to ensure food security throughout the country. And a number of other items.
Mr. Harris, what is going to constitute the theme of your manifesto?
Well, I mean, I think we titled it People Matter, You Matter. You need to look at our party philosophy as the property-owning democracy, that we believe that all men have been created equal in the sight of God, that he's been given different talents.
That was the first national vice chairman of the NPP, Fred Owari. Meanwhile, a program officer of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Paula Brampamensa, says the NPP's manifesto will not be different from what the flag bearer, Nana Addo, outlined at the IEA evening encounter with presidential candidates. Mr. Brampamensa said he's optimistic that in the near future, timelines will be added to manifestos, as well as how to raise resources for the implementation of policies stated in these manifestos. He spoke on Behind the News.
Thanks to the IEA, Nana has appeared before the IEA platform, and he shared with Ghanaians some of the things that he intends to do. And I don't think what he professes on platform is going to be that different from what we put together in the manifesto. So something like his free education policy will come up. Something like the agriculture issue that he just mentioned is going to come up. Something like involving GRIDCO and other local partners in housing projects is going to come up. Something like his idea of the understanding of empowering the youth is going to come up. So I don't see anything going to change from his rounds, messages that he's been shared throughout his rounds, and what he told Ghanaians on the IEA platform.
Mr. Mensah, we have just 4 months to the elections. Do you think the NPP can sell his ideas in the manifesto for the electorate to buy into?
Well, some of these issues that are coming up, I was just monitoring some of the manifestos that have come up so far, and some of the messages that are being sold so far. If you agree with me, you realize that some of the issues are just rekindling. There are some things that are being refreshed. There were things that we heard over and over again in 2008. The only difference is that now they are putting touches to it. And as I said in 2008, in some of the educations and the interviews that are granted, I so insist and I so profess that if the political culture in the country is going to grow, it will get to a point that we're not going to have the manifestos of yesteryears, that people tell us what they will do in vague terms, without giving us timelines, without giving us how we're going to raise resources to do them. Now, in the IEA platform, and I was able to give us quantification of his free education ideas.
Program Officer of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Paul Abrampa Mensah. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President John Mahama directs GetFund to consider University of Energy and Natural Resources in Bunahafo in its budget. NPP launches manifesto and national campaign today. Exhibition of provisional voters register begins from 1st to 10th of next month. Ghana Health Services start new cerebrospinal meningitis vaccination for people aged 1 to 29, and 9 prisoners executed in the Gambia after President Yahya Jammeh vows to kill all inmates on death row by next month. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
You will come back. The Sunyani Traditional Council has proposed that the Sunyani Ring Road, which is still under construction when completed, should be named Atamil's Ring Road. The president of the Bunahafo Regional House of Chiefs, Osahene Kweku Atechi, who announced this at a Durbar to end President Mohamed Sankyu tour of the region, also appealed to government to see to the early completion of the road project, which commenced some 30 years ago.
This railway was commenced some 30 years ago, yet it has not been completed. To pave way for speedy development along the railroad, covering some good areas earmarked for commercial, industrial, residential zones. We wish to appeal to you to take steps to see to the early completion of the Sunyani Ring Road project, which the Sunyani Traditional Council has proposed to be named after the ex-president, His Excellency, Professor Yom Akamil.
Responding to President Mahama's pledge that his campaign will be based on ideas and policies geared towards ensuring that development is equitably distributed, Osahene Atechi added his voice to the many chiefs who have condemned politics of insults. He said the legacy that the late President Mills left should open a new page in the political discourse.
I wish to take this opportunity to comment on some bad practice which is eating deep into our body politics today, and that is the use of insulting unguarded utterances on our fellow citizens. Fair freedom and freedom of speech are essential prerequisites for our democratic governance. Unfortunately, on some radio talk shows, certain commentators and callers contributing to topics in the discussion do not respect the needed decorum in their presentation. Some misuse the platform to propagate lies, misrepresentation of facts, to misinform the listener, which if not checked may lead to possible social conflicts, to derail the rapid progress we've made in our political progress, peace and national unity.
President of the Bunahafo Regional House of Chiefs, Osahene Kweku Atechi, speaking at the Durbar to end President Mahama's thank you tour of the region. Yesterday was exactly 1 month of the death of Professor John Evans Atamills. Traders at the Rollins Park say the sale of the memorial clock has slowed down.
When it was time for the funeral, people were really patronizing it. But just after the funeral, the normal patronizing it like before. Actually, the sales is down.
First, it was moving, but about 3 weeks now, it's not moving like first one. So the sales has come down.
Yeah, it's still moving.
People always come and ask for the price because of the forthcoming of today's celebration.
some traders on the sale of the memorial cloth. Meanwhile, a black and white cloth with a picture of Professor Mills and a coat of arms with the inscription Asumbiye Hine is out. It will be used for the 40-day celebration and is sold for 60 Ghana cedis per half piece. And now moving on, the National Health Insurance Authority says the one-time premium is still feasible, but before it kickstarts, there is the need to change the current law governing the National Health Insurance Scheme. The new draft bill is in consideration stage in Parliament. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy Director of Communications of the scheme, Ameto Kwame, said he expects the bill to be passed when Parliament reconvenes.
That decision is dependent on the review of the National Health Insurance Law Act 650 and Legislative Instrument 1809, which are currently in Parliament for review. The reason being that the premium that is set, which we pay, is set in the law. The premium of 7 cedis 20 pesos to 48 Ghana cedis, which subscribers pay, is set in the law. You cannot, therefore, by administrative fiat, change the premium and introduce a one-time premium without having the law first changed. The law is in, has been in Parliament since 2010. It has undergone two readings, awaiting the third and final reading and passage. So until the law is passed, and we understand that when Parliament resumes from its current recess, it will then take the law to the third and final reading. When that is done, we are proposing in the new law that it is not an efficient way of running an organization by putting such things as the premium to be paid in a law, which when there is a need to change it, will take such a long time. We are asking that the power to change the premium should be vested in the Minister for Health, who, when the need arises, will consult all stakeholders in the sector and set new premium.
However, the executive director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kuju, has expressed doubts about the feasibility of the implementation of the one-time premium. Mr. Kuju said if the policy is finally implemented, the scheme will eventually come to a halt.
Insurance is never run this way. There's no insurance scheme anywhere in the world that runs on a single-term premium. This will be indeed the first one. And we think that even the name insurance itself is not being set properly, because the idea of an insurance is that as a scheme grows, what happens is that the costs also become wider, the variety of sickness ailments become also many and difficult to handle. So if you are running a scheme of this nature, which has to take into consideration the population growth rate of almost 2-3% every year, and the diversification of diseases, the fact that diseases are assuming modern trends, it doesn't seem to be scientific, really, to go on that lane and suggest that you're going to run a single-time premium scheme. And the other concern, really, is that, look, to do this type of thing, assuming it was even necessary, you would have done some pilot study so that you identify whether these things, going 10, 15, 20 years into the scheme's life, whether this would work.
Executive Director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kuju. The Ghana Health Service and its development partners will embark on a vaccination exercise for people aged 1 to 29 with a new cerebrospinal meningitis vaccine known as Men-Conjugate Vaccine, Men-Afri-Vac. Briefing the media and stakeholders in the health sector in Wa in the Upper West Region, the Deputy Director of Public Health, Dr. Kofi Issa, said the exercise is aimed at reducing meningitis-related maternal and infant mortality. Here is a news desk report.
Menafrivac will first be introduced in campaign mode in the Upper West, Upper East and Northern regions, targeting 3 million people, representing 70% of the total population of the three regions. The campaign will start from October 2 to 12. Dr. Issa said 582,555 quantities of the 10-dose vial of the Menafrivac vaccine, which is a special vaccine against Neisseria meningitis, NM serotype A, a bacterium that causes diseases only in humans, are required in the region. He said 493,687 out of the total population of 705,268 people in the regions would be vaccinated with vaccinators made of health workers, volunteers, and supervisors participating in the exercise. Dr. Issa said the introduction of the vaccine, unlike previous vaccines used for responsive vaccination during outbreaks, would help prevent huge outbreaks of meningitis, whose epidemics are mostly due to infections with NM serotype A, C, and W135, considered the largest burden of disease in the three regions. It is expected that more than 95% of 1 to 29 years of age, who formed the most vulnerable group in the regions, would be vaccinated.
A news desk report. Journalists should now turn their focus on issues that advance the socio-economic development of the country instead of issues that breed tension. This came up strongly at a capacity-building workshop in Kumasi to equip journalists to serve as advocates for the small-scale enterprises. It is organized by Journalists for Business Advocacy and supported by the BUSAC Fund and the MTN Foundation. Asidi Bango Ikela has sent this report.
The workshop seeks to make participants creative and have understanding of the problems and challenges of small-scale enterprises. The resource person, Edmond Kofi Abua, noted that though SMEs are very significant to the socio-economic development of the country, not much attention and support have been given to the sector. He said, it is the responsibility of journalists as agents of change to intensify advocacy for the promotion of small-scale businesses. He said, journalists are not able to meet their objectives of promoting small-scale businesses because they either lack the requisite mental disposition or issues are very technical to understand. It was also identified that lack of access to information is a major constraint to effective reportage. Networking and research were suggested as ways of achieving results. A senior corporate affairs manager, Georgina Asarifiagbeni, said the MTN Ghana Foundation has approved 2 million cedis for health and educational facilities throughout the country. She mentioned the construction of 10 boreholes in the Upper West, the provision of water projects in the Volta region, and the roofing of the University of Cape Coast Library in the Central Region, among others. Mrs. Asarifiagbeni encouraged journalists not to only write stories, but try to own some projects by identifying and seeing to their execution.
Asidi Bangu Ikele's report. On the foreign front, Amnesty International says it has received credible reports that 9 death row prisoners, including one woman, have been executed in the Gambia. It said more persons are under threat of imminent executions in the coming days. In a national speech to mark the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr, President Yahya Jammeh vowed to kill all 47 death row inmates by next month. The last official execution in the Gambia took place in 1985. The African Union called on President Jammeh to renounce his plans after he made the announcement. To end the news, the main points again. President Mahama has directed the GET Fund to include the University of Energy and Natural Resources in the budget. Addressing a debate of chiefs and people at the Jubilee Park in Bunahafo to thank them for their support during the funeral of President Mills, the president said this will improve the university's facilities and make it learner-friendly. The NPP will launch its manifesto and national campaign today. The first national vice chairman of the party, Fred Owari, told Radio Ghana that the manifesto, Christian People Matter, You Matter, is in line with the party's philosophy of property-owning democracy. And 9 death row prisoners, including one woman, have been executed in the Gambia. According to Amnesty International, more persons are under threat of imminent execution. The president, Yahya Jammeh, has vowed to kill all 47 death row inmates by next month. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwating in Accra.